All right, ready to dive into something we all do but probably don't think enough about?
Always up for a good deep dive. What are we exploring today?
Sleep. But not just, snoozing. We're going deep into the science of truly deep, restorative sleep. The kind that leaves you feeling like you can conquer the world.
Ah, the elusive sleep that actually makes you feel rested. I'm intrigued already.
Right. We've got some research here that suggests this kind of sleep can impact everything from our health and weight to our emotional well-being, even relationships.
Right, relationships too. Now that's not something you hear every day.
Right. So that's what we're going to unpack today. I guess first, what even makes sleep deep and restorative scientifically? It's not just about being unconscious for 8 hours, is it?
Not at all. It's like when you sleep, your brain isn't just off, it's actually cycling through these different stages.
Stages. Like what?
Well, there's REM sleep when we dream, and then there are these non-REM stages that get progressively deeper. It's in that deep, slow wave sleep where the real magic happens.
Slow wave sleep. Okay, that sounds intense. What's going on in our brains and bodies during that stage?
Basically, your body's in repair mode. Muscles are rebuilding, hormones are getting balanced, and your immune system is getting a boost.
So it's like a nightly tune-up.
Exactly. And your brain is busy too, consolidating memories, moving information into long-term storage, and clearing out waste products.
Wow, so it's not just about feeling rested, it's like essential maintenance for our whole system.
Absolutely. Each sleep stage has its own role in that process.
You mentioned earlier that deep sleep can impact everything from our weight to our relationships. Let's break that down, starting with the physical health connection. How does quality sleep affect our bodies?
Well, remember all that repair work happening during slow wave sleep? That has a huge impact on our physical health.
Like what specifically?
Well, for one, during deep sleep, your body releases growth hormone, which is crucial for cell regeneration and repair. This helps with muscle mass, strong bones, and even boosting your metabolism.
So getting enough sleep could help with weight management.
It can. See, a lack of sleep messes with your hormone balance, especially those that control your appetite and feelings of fullness.
Like when you're tired and suddenly you're craving all the junk food.
Exactly. When you're sleep deprived, your body produces more ghrelin, the hunger hormone, and less leptin, the satiety hormone. So you're more hungry and it takes more to feel satisfied.
Like a double whammy. So deep sleep helps regulate those hormones and manage those cravings. What about the impact on our metabolism?
Think of your metabolism like an engine. When you're well rested, it burns calories more efficiently. But when you're sleep deprived, it's like running that engine on fumes. Less efficient and doesn't burn fuel as well.
Okay, so it's not just what we eat, but how well our bodies can process it. And deep sleep helps optimize that.
Right. And beyond weight management, deep sleep also impacts other areas of physical health. Did you know that chronic sleep deprivation can increase your risk of things like cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, even some cancers?
That's scary. So we're just beginning to understand how crucial sleep is for our physical well-being.
Absolutely. Deep restorative sleep isn't a luxury, it's a fundamental part of good health.
And what about the impact on our emotional well-being? How does sleep, or lack of it, affect our mood?
Think about how you feel after a night of tossing and turning.
Yeah.
Probably irritable, on edge, maybe a bit short-tempered.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's because sleep deprivation directly affects the parts of your brain that regulate emotions, the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex.
So there's actually a scientific reason for those sleep-deprived meltdowns.
Exactly. When you're sleep deprived, your amygdala, which processes emotions like fear and anger, becomes overactive. And your prefrontal cortex, which normally helps regulate those emotions, becomes less effective. So you're more reactive and less able to control your responses.
So our brains are basically working with faulty wiring when we're sleep deprived.
That's a great way to put it. And if it becomes chronic, this can lead to more serious mental health issues like anxiety and depression.
It's not just about being cranky, it's about our long-term mental health. So deep sleep helps regulate emotions, keep stress in check. But what about cognitive function? Things like focus, creativity, decision-making.
Sleep plays a huge role there too. When you're well rested, your brain is just better equipped to process information, make connections, be creative. There are studies that show even one night of bad sleep can impair your cognitive function as much as being legally intoxicated.
So it's not just feeling tired, it's like impairing our ability to think clearly.
Right. Think of it like this: when you're sleep deprived, your brain's processing power is reduced. It's like running a complex program on a slow, old computer. It takes longer, more errors. Overall, performance suffers.
Okay, that makes sense. So deep sleep is essential for our brains to function well,
Yeah.
and that affects everything we do, work, relationships, decisions.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really interesting. Remember, we mentioned sleep impacting relationships. Well, all those cognitive and emotional benefits tied directly into how we interact with others.
Well, yeah, if we're irritable and can't focus, that's going to affect how we treat people we care about.
Absolutely. When you're sleep deprived, you're more likely to misread cues, jump to conclusions, get defensive, less empathy, less compassion, all of which can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts.
So sleep deprivation is like a relationship saboteur.
You could say that. On the flip side, when you're well rested, you're more present, attentive, emotionally available. Better communication, more understanding, all those things make for stronger relationships.
So deep sleep is the secret to better relationships. Who knew?
Mm.
I never realized how much sleep impacts our lives.
It's more powerful than we often give it credit for. And it's not just romantic relationships, it affects all our interactions, colleagues, friends, family.
It's like the foundation for everything.
I like that. Deep restorative sleep is an investment in your whole self, physical, emotional, cognitive, social.
Okay, so deep sleep is amazing. We've established that. But let's be real. Getting enough sleep these days can feel impossible. So let's get into some practical strategies for better sleep, even with busy schedules.
Sounds good. And before we dive into tips, I want to address a common myth that 6 to 8 hours is enough for everyone.
Yeah, I've always heard that. Is it true?
It might be enough for some, but honestly, most adults need closer to 7 to 8 hours to really function well. And if we're talking deep restorative sleep, some people might need even more.
So it's about finding what works best for you, not just following a general rule.
Exactly. And the good news is there are lots of things we can do to improve our sleep quality, even if we can't always get the perfect quantity.
Okay, I'm ready. What are some of those strategies?
Well, one of the most important is consistency. Go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends.
So no more sleeping in on Saturdays.
Well, an occasional treat is fine, but consistently messing with your sleep schedule throws off your body's natural clock, the circadian rhythm. And when that's off, it's harder to fall asleep and stay asleep.
So it's about training our bodies to know when to wind down.
Exactly. And just like any training, consistency is key. Another thing that helps is a relaxing bedtime routine. A warm bath, reading, calming music, whatever, helps you de-stress and signals to your body that it's time to sleep.
I like that. A little ritual to wind down.
And think about the physical space too. Dark, quiet, and cool are best for sleep. Maybe blackout curtains, a white noise machine, earplugs.
Creating a little sleep sanctuary.
Exactly. And this one's tough for many people. Minimizing screen time before bed.
I know I should, but it's so hard to resist.
I know, but that blue light from our devices is a real sleep killer. It suppresses melatonin, which helps regulate your sleep-wake cycle.
So even if we're tired, that blue light makes our brains think it's still daytime.
Right. And that makes it so much harder to fall asleep and stay asleep. Aim to disconnect from screens at least an hour before bed. Read a book, listen to music, or chat instead.
Okay, I'm definitely guilty of the late night scroll. Got to break that habit. So we've got consistent sleep schedule, relaxing routine, optimized environment, and minimizing screens. What else can help?
Let's talk about diet. What you eat and drink, especially close to bedtime, can really impact your sleep.
Like, what should we avoid? Caffeine, probably.
Definitely. Caffeine is a stimulant and it stays in your system for hours. No coffee, tea, soda, or even chocolate in the late afternoon and evening.
Makes sense.
I don't know what else.
Alcohol. Some people think a nightcap helps them sleep.
It might make you feel drowsy at first, but it actually messes with your sleep cycles later in the night. You end up with more fragmented, less restful sleep.
So no nightcap if we want that deep sleep.
Right. But there are things you can eat and drink that actually promote better sleep. Foods rich in tryptophan, for example. It's an amino acid that helps produce melatonin and serotonin.
Okay, so what are some good sources of tryptophan?
Turkey, chicken, fish, eggs, nuts, and seeds. For a bedtime snack, try a little oatmeal or warm milk. They have carbs, which can help boost tryptophan levels in the brain.
What about exercise? Does that affect sleep?
Absolutely. Regular exercise can lead to better sleep quality. It reduces stress, helps regulate hormones, and promotes deeper sleep cycles.
Like a natural sleep aid. But is there a best time to exercise for sleep?
Any time is better than none, but avoid intense workouts too close to bedtime. Give your body a few hours to wind down before sleep.
So an evening walk is better than an HIIT workout right before bed.
Exactly. It's about finding what works for your body and schedule. And if you're still struggling, even after trying these things, it's always a good idea to talk to your doctor. There could be an underlying medical condition affecting your sleep.
Good point. So we've covered a lot. The science of deep sleep, practical strategies for better sleep. What's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all this?
That deep, restorative sleep is crucial for your overall well-being. It's not just about feeling rested. It's about optimizing your physical and mental health, your cognitive function, and your relationships. It's about living your best life.
And with today's busy lifestyles, it's more important than ever to make sleep a priority.
Exactly. Even small changes can make a big difference. Start incorporating some of these strategies and see how you feel. It's about experimenting and finding what works best for you.
Love that. Before we move on, though, you mentioned that sleep can impact our creativity. How does that work?
It turns out that certain stages of sleep, especially REM, are crucial for creativity. During REM sleep, your brain is super active, making connections, processing information differently than when you're awake.
So our subconscious is hard at work while we sleep.
Exactly. That's where those aha moments come from. Ever been stuck on a problem, then the solution just pops into your head out of nowhere?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like a light bulb moment.
Those moments often happen after sleep, especially if you were actively thinking about the problem before dozing off.
So our brains keep working on things, even when we're not consciously thinking about them.
Exactly. And studies show that REM sleep is particularly important for creative problem solving. During REM, your brain is less restricted by logic and reason, so it can do more free-flowing associative thinking.
So we can make connections that we wouldn't have seen while awake.
Exactly. And this is why sleep is so vital for artists, writers, musicians, anyone who uses creativity in their work. It's not just resting the body. It's giving the mind space to explore, experiment, and make those creative leaps.
I'm starting to see sleep as less of a necessity and more like a superpower.
I like that. Even in our sleep, our minds are capable of extraordinary things.
I'm feeling inspired to prioritize my sleep now and see what creative breakthroughs might happen.
That's great. It's amazing what a good night's sleep can do.
I'm curious to hear more about the connection between sleep and creativity, and I'm sure our listeners are too. But we're going to have to take a quick break.
Sounds good. We'll be back soon to continue this deep dive into the science of sleep. Welcome back. We were just talking about how sleep can really boost our creativity.
It's fascinating stuff. Before the break, we were talking about those aha moments and how you're linked to REM sleep. But are there other cognitive benefits to deep sleep that we haven't touched on?
Oh, definitely. We talked about focus, decision-making, creativity, but deep sleep is also super important for memory consolidation.
Memory consolidation, what's that?
Well, think of your brain like a filing cabinet. Throughout the day, it's taking in all this information and just stuffing it in random drawers.
Okay, I can picture that. My brain definitely feels like a messy filing cabinet sometimes.
Right. So during deep sleep, your brain goes through this process called memory consolidation. It sorts through all that information, organizes it, and moves important stuff from short-term to long-term storage. It's like taking all those scattered papers, sorting them, and putting them into neatly labeled folders.
So it's not just storing information, it's making sure we can actually remember it later on.
Exactly. And studies have shown that people who get enough deep sleeps are way better at remembering things, both facts and emotions, compared to those who are sleep-deprived.
That makes sense. I know when I haven't slept well, I can barely remember what I did the day before.
It's like hitting the save button on those important memories. And this is especially crucial for learning new things. Whether you're studying, picking up a new skill, anything, quality sleep helps those memories stick.
Sleep really is like a superpower, helping us function at our best.
It is. And it's a superpower everyone has access to. But there are times in our lives when we need to pay even more attention to sleep.
Like when?
Well, like during times of high stress, a big work project, a life change, even just the holidays, our sleep needs can go up during those times.
That's true. When I'm stressed, I definitely want to sleep more. Like my body's saying it needs extra time to recover.
Exactly. And during those times, it's even more important to prioritize sleep. Skimping on sleep when you're stressed can backfire. You're more reactive, less resilient, less able to cope.
It's like adding fuel to the fire.
Right. And the same goes for athletes or anyone doing regular exercise. Sleep is so important for muscle recovery, preventing injuries, and performing well.
So if you're working out hard, you need to be sleeping hard too.
Exactly. Sleep lets your body repair those tiny muscle tears, rebuild energy, and regulate hormones needed for recovery and growth.
Okay, I'm convinced deep sleep is non-negotiable. But sometimes life throws us curveballs. What about those times when our sleep gets messed up?
That happens to everyone. Travel, stress, illness, even just a noisy neighbor, it's bound to happen. The key is having strategies to minimize the damage and get back on track quickly.
So it's like damage control for sleep. What are some of those strategies?
If you're traveling across time zones, try adjusting your sleep schedule gradually in the days before your trip. And once you're there, get some sunlight at the right times to help reset your body clock.
Good tip for jet lag. What about when stress is keeping us up at night?
Stress can definitely make it hard to unwind. In those situations, relaxation techniques are key. Deep breathing, meditation, listening to calming music, even just writing down your worries can help.
So it's about processing those stressful thoughts before trying to sleep.
Exactly. And if you're lying there worrying, try thought stopping. Picture a stop sign and redirect your thoughts to something calming, like a peaceful memory or a nice image.
I like that. Sometimes it's hard to stop those racing thoughts. What about when you're sick and can't sleep?
When you're sick, your sleep will naturally be affected. Listen to your body, rest as much as you can, make your sleep environment comfortable, stay hydrated, maybe use a humidifier.
And of course, if it's serious, see your doctor.
Always a good idea. Now, for things like noisy neighbors, earplugs can be a lifesaver. And if light's an issue, blackout curtains or a sleep mask can help.
Those are great practical tips, but sometimes it's our own thoughts and habits that sabotage our sleep. Any advice for dealing with that?
Sometimes we are our own worst enemies. One common mistake is spending too much time in bed awake. If you're tossing and turning for more than 20 minutes, get out of bed and do something relaxing until you feel tired.
So break the association between bed and being awake.
Right. Also, avoid clock watching. Staring at the clock just makes you more anxious. Turn it away or cover it up.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. And try not to nap too late in the day. A short power nap can be good, but napping too close to bedtime can make it harder to fall asleep at night.
It's about finding that balance between rest and good sleep.
Exactly. And remember, these are just some starting points. Experiment and see what works best for you.
That's a great reminder. It's about taking control of our sleep. You mentioned how important deep sleep is for our health. Are there any risks to prioritizing sleep? Could we get too much sleep?
That's a good question. While most people don't get enough, it is possible to oversleep, especially if it's a regular thing. Sleeping more than 9 or 10 hours a night consistently could be a sign of a medical condition or a sleep disorder.
So if you're suddenly sleeping a lot more than usual, it's worth checking with your doctor.
Absolutely. But for most people, getting enough sleep is way more beneficial than any risks of oversleeping. The real danger is not getting enough sleep, which can have all sorts of negative health consequences.
So it's about finding that sweet spot, the right amount of sleep for you. But how do we know if we're getting enough deep, restorative sleep?
While sleep trackers can give you some information, the best way to tell is by how you feel during the day.
So pay attention to those internal cues.
Exactly. Ask yourself, do you wake up feeling refreshed or groggy? Do you have consistent energy? Or do you crash in the afternoon? Can you focus or are you easily distracted?
So if you're always tired, struggling to focus, and relying on caffeine, that's probably a sign you need better sleep.
Exactly. And pay attention to your mood too. Are you irritable, short-tempered, or more sensitive than usual? Those could also be signs of sleep deprivation.
So it's not just physical, it's mental and emotional too.
It's all connected. If you're noticing those signs, it's time to take action. Think about those practical strategies we talked about and start trying them out.
Experiment and find what works best for you.
Right. And even small changes can make a big difference. Start with a consistent sleep schedule, a relaxing bedtime routine, make sure your bedroom is sleep friendly, and put away the screens before bed.
Those are all great places to start. You've shared so much about sleep tonight. What's the one message you hope listeners take away from all this?
That deep restorative sleep is essential. It's not a luxury, it's an investment in your well-being. It's the foundation for good health, happiness, and performing well in every part of your life.
It sounds like we need to rethink how we view sleep.
I think so. It's not just about surviving, it's about thriving.
Well, I'm inspired to make sleep a top priority, and I hope our listeners are too. We've covered so much ground tonight, from the science of deep sleep to practical tips for getting a better night's rest.
It's been a fascinating discussion.
Yeah.
And I think it highlights just how crucial sleep is for our overall well-being.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up, though, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about, a final question to ponder as we all head off to sleep.
I like that idea. What will it be?
Welcome back for the final part of our deep dive into sleep. We've uncovered so much about how sleep impacts our lives, from our physical health to our creativity.
It's really amazing how something we do every night can have such a profound effect on our well-being.
I know, right? I'm already thinking differently about sleep. But as we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with a question, something to really think about.
I love that idea. A little food for thought before bedtime.
Exactly. So here it is. If you could improve just one area of your life by getting better sleep, what would it be and why?
That's a great question. It makes you really think about how sleep or lack of sleep is affecting you.
Right. Would it be having more energy, less stress, being more creative, better relationships?
So many possibilities, and it's different for everyone.
It really is. I know I'm going to be putting a lot more effort into getting those restful nights from now on.
Me too. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Try out some of the tips we talked about tonight and see what happens. You might be surprised at the positive impact it has on your life.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dives into the science of sleep. It's been an enlightening conversation.
Absolutely. Sleep well, everyone.
Sweet dreams.